Good morning. We've been joined in the studio here this morning with Ralph and Donna coming to talk to us about the Thanksgiving, community Thanksgiving dinner coming up here. It's hard to believe Thanksgiving is already here. Mm-hmm. The holidays are coming really fast. But you guys are coming in to talk about the Thanksgiving dinner for the community coming up. So let's jump into it. The Thanksgiving dinner is actually on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Okay. So why don't you talk a little bit about how long has this been going on in the community? And
it's been going on 35 years. Foursquare did it for 30, and this is our fifth year.
All right, very good.
So Faith United Presbyterian.
Okay. So why don't you talk a little bit about the process of this Thanksgiving dinner, what you guys do. You had highlighted some of the areas here as far as who this is open to in the community, but why don't you talk a little bit about this dinner?
Well, it's truly a community event. We have people from other churches have been involved, other volunteers. We say it's from 9 to 90 that people are involved. The kids in the community have been involved. Our Wednesday night live children at Faith Church have made personal cards that go with each of the meals so that the shut-ins will get a personal message as well as a meal. Community has been very supportive over the years. As Donna said, it's been going on for 35 years. People in the community have been involved. It's been financially supported by businesses and individuals. People that are interested in making a donation can send that money to Security Savings. Security Savings has been involved, and we've appreciated that their involvement too.
So why don't you talk a little bit about approximately how many people come to this meal?
Well, we have a total meal that we're anticipating about 450. We have 150 of those are delivered, home delivered. I think about 35 are carryouts, and the rest are dine-in meals. So, and people that involved that get these meals, they can be lonely, homebound. With all of the first responders, we deliver to them, the firemen, the sheriff, the police, and the ambulance drivers. They're all included on our list. But there are other people who just like the Thanksgiving environment that come for the community.
And correct me if I'm wrong, there's a lot of families that try to make this a tradition as a family, that they come out as a family unit and help at this event as well.
On Wednesday, the day before, peel potatoes and get food bread ready for the stuffing. And we were fortunate this year, the Barnstormers roasting our turkeys, so we don't have to do that, and that's a big help.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yes, it is. And the menu is great. Turkey, mashed potatoes, dressing, gravy, sweet potatoes, green beans, rolls, and pumpkin pie.
All calorie free.
Is there such a thing during the holidays, Ralph?
Speaking of free, the meals are free too. There's no charge for meals. We do accept donations, but there are no charges.
Is there a donation box at the door then that people can give to? Or
right,
there is.
Okay,
yes. There is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So this is on Thanksgiving coming up. What are the hours of the dinner itself?
We serve the dinner from 12 noon till 1:30.
Okay. And home deliveries are at the same time frame?
No, they're a little ahead.
Okay.
We'll start delivering about 11:30. I have about 18 drivers involved, so it takes a little coordination because we've got to get those meals out to them and get them to them while they're hot.
Right.
But people who have received these meals have been very appreciative, and they are very good meals.
Now, somebody that wants to get a delivered meal, how do they go about the process of getting that delivered meal?
Okay. They would call either the Faith Church with and Robert Redford at
Blackford.
I'm sorry, I made him a movie star.
This has really grown.
We have a lot of people involved. Yeah, Robert Blackford at Church at 309-734-5000. 5129 or call me at 309-734-4641. We will accept those reservations until 4 o'clock on the 22nd on Wednesday, because we have to make up the routes with the 150. You can see where it would be an undertaking to make those routes. And then they can call the Legion on Saturday morning or Thanksgiving morning, and that number is 734-2976.
They can actually call on the day?
Yeah.
Yes.
If something comes up and they find out they need a meal
until
the last
about,
minute.
Yeah, until about 10 o'clock we would be able to deliver.
Okay, very good. Well, it's a major undertaking to take on this community Thanksgiving meal. And as you said, there's a number of people that have been part of this, and you've listed out a few of those with the Foursquare Legion, other churches. You've had Sarars, as you had mentioned, involved in this, volunteers from the Community Security Savings Bank. It's just a huge community process, isn't it?
I'm not sure that we have mentioned the tremendous contribution of the American Legion. American Legion has been with the program since the start, and we tie up their building for a couple of days before, and they store our equipment for us. And they have some of their people have been very instrumental in assuming some of the responsibility for the meal itself. So we're very appreciative of their efforts.
Now, are you guys still in need of volunteers?
Yes, they can come Wednesday at 9 o'clock and help with the meal, and then on Thursday, they can, if they want to help that day, they can come at 9 o'clock.
Okay. And young, old, it doesn't matter,
right? Doesn't matter.
In fact, like I said, I know several families that take the family out and help out, and that's kind of fun for a family to do.
It's good for mom. She doesn't have to cook.
That's right.
Things are pretty slow in your life when the thing you look forward to is peeling potatoes on Thanksgiving Day. but we have a lot of returning lettermen.
Now, you had said Sarars is actually cooking the turkeys
right.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately, just out of curiosity, approximately how many pounds of potatoes do you guys peel?
150.
Wow.
Yeah, 50 loaves of bread and 22 to 24 turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then how many pies?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how many pies.
Just one piece of pie? You can only have one piece of pie.
One piece of pie is all you get.
I think there are about 1,200,000 calories involved in the pies. meals are served there. One of our supporters is the Diet Center. we put a lot of pounds on people on Thanksgiving Day.
All right. Anything else you want to get out about the community Thanksgiving dinner coming up?
We invite their involvement either financially, physically, or just come to eat or order a meal. Be glad to help them out.
And, Ralph, you'd mentioned if you do want to help financially, you just send it to Security Savings Bank or Faith. Is that correct?
Yes.
United Presbyterian Church.
Yes.
Either location. And
just
reference that you wanted to go to the community Thanksgiving meal.
That would take care of it. But we really appreciate the community's support in a lot of different directions.
All right. One more time. Thanksgiving Day, the times.
The serving of the dinner is 12 noon to 1:30.
All right. And one more time, if you want to get a meal delivered, they need to call.
734-5129 or 734-4641.
All right, very good. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in, give us an update. You guys do a fantastic job. Really appreciate all you guys do in the community, and look forward to Thanksgiving.
We appreciate the media support, too.
Thank you.
All right.
We've been joined in the studio here this morning with Ralph and Donna coming in to talk about the community Thanksgiving dinner coming up.